Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
This is Zach Churchill here for KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and I'm here with Taylor Phelan. He is a up-and-coming singer-songwriter. He made it pretty far in Pharrell's team on The Voice in 2014, and now he is putting out his first music as a solo artist. He just released a debut EP, One of Two. I guess that's because he's going to release another one, and it'll be Two of Two. Anyway, One of Two came out in August. He and his keyboardist, Connor, are going to play a song off of that record, a single, right now. This is called Settle Down. After they play that, we'll chat, find out what's going on. They're playing some local things coming up. But right now, here's Taylor Phelan live on Human Crafted Radio.
Body has a core infection, and every time that we choose a side, it weakens the poor connection to our hearts from our minds. We turn our back on our helpless brother, and then define him as a social class. It's human nature to divide each other, 'cause we're all afraid to finish last. And I know it's hard sometimes, we're making it worse. Let's try to see things from the other side. Let's change it up. What do you want to see? How far this goes? We've had enough. All this rough and black. Let's settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down. Every kingdom there's a crooked figure that makes it easy to assign the blame. And from the bottom it's an unfair picture, but in the end you see we're all the same. Can you be certain that you do much better? It can't be easy to have all the power. Can we decide not to oppress each other, or is it bred into the skin of ours? And I know it's hard sometimes, we're making it. Let's try to see things from the other side. Let's change it up. Or do you want to see how far this goes? We've had enough. Oh, all is rough and bad. Let's settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down.
Settle Down. That was a single from Taylor Phelan off of his debut EP, performed live at our Pearl Street studio.
That was it.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
How are you, Taylor?
I'm doing great.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I see what you did there.
I didn't mean to. I didn't even mean to. His name, folks, is Taylor Phelan, not Taylor Felon.
Nope.
Taylor
Phelan.
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 But it looks like Felon, actually, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's P-H-E-L-A-N.
I know, put it out there.
Explain that right away.
It's Irish. It makes sense. It could have been O'Phelan, but I think it was O'Phelan.
O'Phelan.
There was an O on it.
Which means cool, wolf, though. I mean,
by the way.
That's awesome. I've never met a Phelan. That's cool.
There's another Taylor Phelan out there. It's a little girl. She's like 16 or something. And she has started to snatch up all of the new social media handles. Yeah.
I'm getting older, so
I'm getting slower, you know, at jumping on these new platforms, you know.
You got to be on top of it. There's a politician from Canada has my name, and he stole a lot of stuff.
Man,
so I just have to add Zach Churchill music, you know,
right,
to everything, but he stole all the Zach Churchill handles and all that. It's hard out there.
What do you do, man?
Well, you just wait for his career to fizzle out.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Older than me.
He is older. Yeah,
I'm kidding. All right, well, Taylor Phelan, it's great to have you here. That was your debut single from your debut EP, One of Two. Now, that dropped in August.
Yeah.
And it has 7 songs on it. Is it named One of Two? Because is there going to be a follow-up?
That's it.
Yeah, so it's like a package deal.
Yeah, right. And I was just, man, coming up with album names just really sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's just hard, you know, and I was tired. I couldn't think of anything clever enough, so I just figured I'd just name it what it was. This is the
first really one. Honest of you to just admit
that. Yeah, I know, you know. I try to live my life with you know, authenticity and transparency. And yeah, you know, it's just One of Two. I'm just being honest.
That guitar is honest as well.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Martin D28.
Yeah.
85.
1985, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that after the session.
It's yours. I'll leave it here for you.
Thank you. That's the kindest gesture I've had from.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Guest.
I appreciate it that much.
So you're here with a couple of musicians. Now you're from Dallas.
I live
in Dallas, and the guys you play with, we have Connor on keys.
Let's hear your voices.
Yeah, say hello.
Hey.
And then we have
Jake over there
playing like a little drum pad.
Uh huh.
He's your drummer.
This is the first time we ever did that.
Jake's based out of Phoenix. Connor's based out of Kansas City.
That's right.
How'd you guys all get together? From different parts of the country.
Yeah, one of the other guys in the band is in Kansas City, and he was kind of the common denominator. He helped bring it. So there's two other guys in the band, Micah and Josh. Micah, I used to be in a band with Micah in Chicago. And we were on tour one time, and we met Josh. And then after The Voice, I was like, man, I got to find a band. So I naturally called Micah, because I'd played with him for a long time. And then I thought about Josh, and I was like, I think Josh plays guitar. I don't know if he's any good or not. So I called him, and then we hit it off, and he's actually awesome.
So how do you guys practice?
We
don't.
No, it stinks, because it would be awesome if we, you know, all lived in the same place, obviously, and we could have like weekly rehearsals or something, you know, or writing sessions or whatever. But really, we just kind of cram it all into, you know, a few days before we go out. So it's taken a while we've been playing, you know, for 2 years almost. Now, and it's taken us a little bit to like find that natural chemistry that, you know, bands just get in, develop over time. Just because we don't get to,
but I mean, it's a different vibe, and you guys get to seeing each other less, you know, it adds something of its own.
It definitely does. Well, and the thing I always say is that what's happening here is like, we're investing in the people, you know? So like, I could find a local band, you know, to play with, but we're actually all friends. We actually all really get along and like each other and enjoy traveling with one another. And
I have friends that live like in LA that I'm like, you're ideal. I'd love to play with you more, but you live in LA. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I admire that.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. It's just,
that you're
yeah,
sticking
it's,
by them.
You're right. Right. It's, you know, I think that one of the things that's overlooked a lot of times with bands is just the, like, how you handle one another off the stage, you know? And
no, that is key. That's so key.
Actually, I really like each other.
Well, you guys fooled me.
Yeah, I know.
So you guys recorded the EP in Nashville?
Yeah.
all in like one stretch, or how long were you guys out there?
Honestly, we started tracking some of the tunes for this project in 2015. It's in the summer of 2015, and we finished up. We had what we thought was the record together, like the collection of songs, the two-part collection of songs together, but then we ended up going back last fall and tracking three more tunes and adding that in the mix, you know? So it was about a year, just over a year to like really develop. But yeah, we worked with a producer out there, Josh Niles, and he's a wizard. A true wizard. He's actually a wizard. He's really
tall too. We're going to give our listeners a taste of the, you know, produced content.
Tune.
We're going to play a song. Yeah, we're going to play a tune. But first, we heard Settle Down. That's your lead single. Brilliant song.
Thank you.
Love that.
It's very timely.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, everything comes together beautifully, the lyrics, the melody. And that was what we heard first. I'd love to hear another song live off the EP if you guys have one in you.
Yeah. We're gonna do.
I didn't mean to do it again. Are you feeling?
It's too easy.
It's my go-to. Like,
we're gonna do a tune called Mojave, and this is like one of the earlier ones written for it. So,
yep.
And I'm gonna try to. I was telling you earlier, like I only got a few hours of sleep last night, so I'm gonna try to like remember to take deep breaths. Hey, Josh, you could come in here. Can he hear me out there?
You can take a nap after this. Your buddies can come in. Is that the rest of your band out there?
Yeah.
That's Micah and Josh.
Josh. Yeah.
What's up, guys? Come on in. So the whole band is here. So when you guys, tomorrow night you're performing at Hotel Cafe.
Yep.
Is it going to be all five of you?
Yeah, it's going to be all five of us, but we are going to tame it down a little bit. I've never been to Hotel Cafe, but I've heard, and based on what they've said, they kind of do a little bit more subdued than
we would
normally do.
It's a little more mellow, like singer-songwriter vibe, but there's two stages, so
our show definitely isn't that. It's pretty what's the word?
Loud.
Rock and roll.
Very rock and roll.
Well, let's hear a stripped down version of Mojave right now. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Taylor Phelan and his band, and they're going to play a song off of his debut EP, One of Two, released last month. And this song is called Mojave. Take it away, guys.
There are bones of men. A lonely death covers the mountain with embodies that closing them in. A million lights up ahead, like fiery eyes on the devil's head. Can we cry mercy? Mercy. In the face of what I both fear, I found the cure. Yeah. I need to lose you in the fire, don't you? But I can feel the arrows. In the face of what I both fear, what's up to burn to burn? I need to lose you, I'm holding you.
body, they're a shallow grace. A wolf led demons to the garden, where the shadows stay darkened for days. A million miles stretch of sand, the devil came hungry for a second hand. And he took his plenty. In the face of wonderful fear, I found a cure, cure. I'd hate to lose you in the fight down here. I can feel the arrow. So what it will feel would set your brain to bear. I need to lose you while I'm holding you near. I can feel your bones shaking. So what we both feel, I found a cure, the cure. I'd hate to lose you in the fire, don't you? I can feel the arrows.
In the face of what we both feel, would set to burn to burn. I'd hate to lose you in the fire, don't you? But I can feel the arrows.
Taylor Phelan live on Human Crafted Radio. He's here with his band performing songs off of his debut EP, One of Two. That means you can expect a follow-up EP at some point in the near future.
At some point.
That was a song called Mojave. Again, just great songwriting. Really solid. Yeah, I love it.
I appreciate it.
So you guys are at Hotel Cafe tomorrow night, and you're also doing something up in LA tonight. What is that?
Yeah, we're doing a So Far session. You know So Far?
Yeah. I've never been.
So yeah, it's actually really cool. We did a So Far session in Dallas. I don't know, last year or something. And was that last year? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my time gets messed up, but it was last year. So what they do is they do like secret house shows, right? So they like So Far kind of has a network and a following of, mm-hmm. of people, and they announce, you know, a show like 24 hours in advance or something like that. And you can sign up, and it's free, but you have to sign up to get a ticket to get a spot. And then the day of, they announce the location.
What's the location tonight?
I don't know. It's at an art gallery. Cool. It's an art gallery in LA downtown. What's the art gallery? Do we know? Did they give
us
a name?
I'm sure So Far has Space some Camp. Online.
What is it?
Space Camp.
Presence.
Oh. Space Camp.
Space Camp is the art gallery you'll be at tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if that's okay to announce, but I think it is.
It's too late.
It's the day of. It's already out there, right? Yeah.
So
Space Camp.
So do you know if there's any seating available or is it sold out?
I don't know,
or?
But I'm sure that if people just showed up, I don't know what else you do.
Sorry, Space Camp Art Gallery?
Space Camp
what
Art
time?
Gallery.
As soon as you can get there.
Yeah. What I think 7 p.m. Josh is looking. 7 p.m. Josh, Micah, do you guys want to talk? Say hi in the microphone?
Hi.
No, come closer.
Hey guys. What do you guys play?
Guitar and guitar.
Yep. You both play guitar.
Yep. Josh does play
one of you
guitar.
Plays. Does one of you play bass guitar?
Micah plays bass guitar, keys, and regular guitar.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and Connor does the same thing. Connor plays... Oh, you don't play guitar.
No.
You just play bass and keys. Yeah. But it's fun So in a normal setup, Connor and Micah, they just kind of dance around their side of the stage, handing instruments to one another.
Yes, that's rad. So if you can't make it to the sound show tonight, they'll be in LA tomorrow at Hotel Cafe. So that's Friday tomorrow, the 8th. Hotel Cafe, one of our favorite venues. You can catch all five of them on stage doing their thing. And I wanted to ask you, Taylor, about your experience with The Voice, because I heard, you know, I don't follow it that closely, but I heard that when you auditioned, all four judges turned their chairs.
Yep.
To ask you to join their team.
That did happen.
And you chose Pharrell.
I did.
And how was that experience for you?
Dude, I had a great time. It was awesome. I think you have a lot of contestants that come off the show and they're a little bit bitter, you know? I think they really...
But you signed a contract that you can't talk smack on them, so you have to say it was great. Yeah. I'm kidding.
No, I mean, yeah, but you know, you can still hear it in like people's tone. You
yeah,
know?
Some just, people are jaded.
Yeah, it's like... Dude, I think it's a great show. I think they do a good... I mean, here's the thing. It's a reality television show, right? We all know what goes into that. But I will say, I think they do a great job of trying to keep it real, as real as possible. I think it's a really great show, man. I had a lot of fun. And I think that for anyone who is, like, starting the show or considering auditioning, like, you just have to have realistic expectations, you know? And know that, like... Literally everyone goes home. The winner goes home.
Yeah.
Right? The person who wins the dang show goes home.
And they're not promised anything.
Yeah. It's still completely up to you. It's entirely up to you.
You get out of it what you put into it. Yeah. Take what you like.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as you don't think that you're going to walk away with like a career handed to you and, you know, all of the coaches like, personal cell phone numbers and your BFFs, like as long as those aren't your expectations and you don't drink the Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. because it is weird. Like the reality of the show is that you do have like journalists and, you know, people trying to chase you down and everybody wants you, right? Everybody's mm-hmm. wanting something from you and it feels like that'll never go away, but it does.
Yeah.
Like the Voice has two seasons a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So since my time on The Voice, fall of 2014, there's 50 contestants, I think, a season, right? And they've had, what is that, 2, 4, 6 seasons? I mean, they've had 300 contestants come through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think this is really important advice. Like, this is super, people, you know, they get that second callback.
Yeah.
And they're like, my life is changed and... My life is going to be awesome. No, you got to have those realistic expectations.
Totally. That's,
even if you're on the show, it goes away. And it's what you do with the opportunities mm-hmm. that are presented to you, because there's no doubt that it opens some doors, gives you a platform.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what you take from it. And you make the most out of that.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. You know, you're building that fan base. You're putting out great music and you're just working away.
Yeah, man.
You're the real deal.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
That's a real compliment.
Well, no, I really trust Steph, our music director, to book good talent, and she usually doesn't disappoint. So today I'm happy.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
So before we let you go, let's see. So we mentioned Hotel Cafe tomorrow night, and then you guys are leaving the area. So this is really like this is it, you guys. If you're in the SoCal region, you want to catch Taylor live with his band tomorrow. Hotel Cafe.
That's the one.
That's the one to do it at. And your website is taylorphelan.com.
That's it. So, easy enough.
Yeah, you guys are heading up.
The little 16-year-old girl named Taylor Phelan didn't steal that one.
I know. Lucky you.
I got that before. Yeah.
You guys can head over to... you're heading over to Nevada next week. So,
Nevada?
Potato, potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one says potato.
True, Jake. So true.
No one says potato.
What are your other social media handles, like Instagram?
All of those are at Taylor Phelan.
You beat her at everything.
I know. I beat her to the originals. You know what I mean? The OG social media platforms. But like Snapchat, she beat me too. Right?
Okay.
I was too old and too slow for that one. Right? And I don't know what else is out there.
What about Periscope?
Periscope, don't you use your Twitter handle login?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, so I beat her on that one. So I'm at Taylor Phelan on Twitter. I'm at Taylor Phelan on Instagram. I'm Taylor Phelan official on Facebook.
I really appreciate
the
fact that you play a Martin, though, I have to say.
Dude, I love
Martin is where it's at.
I wish I were better at it. I should be better at it. Everyone's giggling right now because they agree.
I don't know. I'm sure our listeners were completely satisfied with your playing. But all right. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going to play a song, a studio version, one of the recordings off of your latest EP, One of Two. This track is called Monsters. It's the leading track from the record.
Yeah, it'll be the next focus track. Yeah. It's actually been out for a
while.
Oh, it's
going to be the next single. Cool.
It's like one of the tunes that that's had the best response. So,
well, I'm excited to hear it.
Our hand.
I'm excited to hear it. You've been how different is it from this stripped down sound? Is it far off or is it similar?
It's pretty different.
All right.
It's pretty drastically different. It's more like a metal polka combination. Yeah. So like, if you got that vibe from this strip set, I'm totally.
You're on to something, man. You're on to something.
No, well, it's pretty different. But.
Well, have fun tonight in L.A. and tomorrow at Hotel Cafe.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys can beat the traffic, maybe, you know, jump in the ocean real quick or grab some tacos or something.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We already had tacos once today. We'll definitely have it at least two more
times.
What's
today? Thursday? It's Taco Thursday. It's Taco Tuesday and Taco Thursday.
Awesome.
Here, so.
It's good to learn.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for stopping by. Connor, Jake, Josh, Micah.
Such a good memory.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
Not always. I'm proud of myself. Thanks.
That's good, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, have a great day. And again, I encourage our listeners to check you guys out at the Hotel Cafe tomorrow night and to grab your EP, One of Two, available everywhere.
Everywhere. Unless you're looking
for like Target. It's not on Target, right? Right?
All right. But anywhere you listen to online.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Here is the leading track off of Taylor Phelan's album, One of Two. This one's called Monsters. It's Laguna's only FM.